Hello and welcome to Jump Change. We're going to be talking about Dash today. Coin review, Dash. You there, Luke?
Yes, Dash. Coin review Thursday.
Yeah.
Dash is one of the oldest coins.
Yeah.
Right? Pioneers and has a really good reputation. So I don't know too much about it, so I'm excited to learn a bit from Rob.
Yeah. They do some quite nice things, don't they? We did an episode before about... I think it was called Can Dash Save Venezuela?
Yeah, right. That was ages ago. Wow. That's one of our first episodes.
Yeah. Have a listen back to that and see how...
Yeah.
How young and innocent we sound.
10 minutes
okay,
ago.
So... Yeah. So what is Dash? Dash is a cryptocurrency that features private and instant transactions. Okay, so it features master nodes and runs on a hybrid of proof of work and proof of stake consensus mechanism. So it works similar to Bitcoin, for example. Yeah. So, and if I can just go into a bit of a history of Dash, we sort of understand a bit more. But it was forked from the Bitcoin, you know, Litecoin code base originally.
Yeah,
but its focus was on privacy and to speed up transaction feeds. So, I think one of the main reasons why it was first made is because Bitcoin was taking so long.
Yeah, exactly. Litecoin as well was a fork, a hard fork from Bitcoin with the intention to make smaller payments and quicker, right?
Yeah,
even quicker. Yeah. So I guess Dash was focusing on more on privacy and speed.
Yeah. And as comes with the privacy ones, comes the naughtiness. So
yeah,
it had a pretty bad rep for like illicit transactions. But in the early days, it was known as Xcoin.
Okay.
And then they changed that then to Darkcoin.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was just digital cash, Dash.
Well, it was, yeah,
dark
I think
cash.
I think that's what they're trying to make it a bit brighter now, but
yeah.
But they were really honing in on the idea of the privacy side of Dash, so it could hide like kind of like the naughty transactions, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like you said, they wanted to pivot away from the dark coin, and then they changed the name to Dash, which essentially they call themselves digital cash.
I see. And they made their logo nice, like a nice blue color, to make it look
nice
friendly.
And friendly, yeah.
darkness to it.
yeah. So
that's interesting,
like,
though, actually. Yeah, because you know, Monero is also a fork from Bitcoin, which is focused really heavily on privacy, probably more so than Dash. Because I mean, not that I know this, but you know, when people talk about privacy, they talk about Monero, right? Like untrackable.
Yeah.
So, but it doesn't have the speed. Maybe they've that's a downside of it. So yeah.
Yeah. So Dash also have like a decentralized governance system. Sorry, just burping. And that gives like the power to the users to actually vote on what happens in the development of the network. So it's very much a community driven coin, and it depends on its users for its future, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I read somewhere, and I might be wrong, but you know, you can become like a master node on Dash.
Yeah,
which is if you have a lot of Dash coins, then you can have a lot of say in the future of the whole project. So
yeah, exactly. So it is one of the more stable and established cryptocurrencies out there at the moment. There's a lot of stuff on Reddit and Bitcoin Talk. And it's just keeps adding nodes, and it's just the reliability and the security is just getting better and better with it. You also get things like Dash block rewards. So that this is split between miners and, like you just said, about the master node operators. And the block reward is 3.6 Dash. You just have a little look while I go through this about what Dash is currently trading at.
Yep.
So a lot of people consider Dash being better than Bitcoin because of the masternode side of things and the fact that it can like instantly send transactions and anonymous transactions, which is features that Bitcoin don't currently have. And the way it works is it has this two-tiered structure. So the first tier is would be familiar for people that like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, and mainly any proof of work currencies. But on Dash, miners are responsible for creating new blocks and securing the blockchain. In exchange for mining blocks, miners receive 45% of the block reward. So in contrast to Bitcoin, where miners receive 100% of the Bitcoin reward, the remaining 55% of the blockchain reward is allocated elsewhere. So it's they're kind of not just giving it specifically to that person. They're sort of spreading it for like different reasons. And it has, on average, a 2.5-minute block time, which is actually four times faster than Bitcoin is. Yeah, and it also uses a different algorithm called X11 algorithm, and this has been shown like this for mining. And apparently, this is 30% less wattage than, for example, Litecoin script. So that's
good. Cool.
Yeah.
So
did you find?
Yeah. So it's currently trading at $119. Its peak back in the end of 2017 was $1,541. So it actually had a mad 2017. So at the start of 2017, it was around $10 per coin, and it went up to 1,000. What did I say? 1,000, almost 1,600 in
that's
a year.
Insane.
That's
so. So sorry. What is it now?
Now it's back. Now it's down to 119, and its low was 90, around $70.
Okay, so as you spoke earlier about needing a certain amount of Dash to set up the master node, I think that's currently 1,000 Dash you need.
That's a lot of Dash. Wow.
So yeah, it's quite a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you need these people to facilitate the faster. The people that hold that or stake that or however they do it, you need that to facilitate the faster transactions and things like that. So,
cool.
It's pretty good. So, sorry, just jumping down. So there's something as well called the Dash Evolution, and that's kind of like the newest development in like the Dash architecture. What it is, it's meant to be a way that there's an API that kind of developers can use and allows customers to plug it into their, you know, say they've got a shop or they're on the road or whatever, and then they can just integrate with the API and they can quickly take payments, like instant digital cash and things like that. So they're not forcing you to use something down the line of like, okay, we have to now jump onto this. You know, say you're going through a process of buying something online.
Yeah.
And then you get to the shop and then you need to jump off and do something else, whatever. They're allowing developers to integrate with their API and actually take, you know, deal with the transaction themselves on their own servers and things like that, which is really good. It's
basically making it easier for like shop owners, retailers to implement Dash payment systems. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. So this evolution that they talk about kind of just it's basically a roadmap of just of more than just the API. So so the API was one of the things on the list. Mobile app is another thing on the list, but a shared file system. It's called Dash Drive. I can imagine that's going to be something along the lines of like Google Drive, that kind of thing. Obviously light client wallets, so like really lightweight wallets. They're always updating the voting and governance systems. And another thing which is quite interesting is a social wallet with a friends list. So you can have like multiple accounts and maybe,
that's cool.
You know, we'll see how that goes.
Like a drinking set amount just for beer with a friend. We only spent $5 this month.
Yeah.
So for what?
Yeah.
That was cool.
It could be quite cool because then you think of things like, so in the UK when you can have a joint bank account. So, you know, like me and my girlfriend have a joint bank account. So you imagine you could, if there's something that's able to do, you know, like that, where you kind of pool your money together or you sort of, you know, like a family, for example.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty cool.
Really good.
Yeah. Just to go back to what you said about earlier about the kind of the simplicity of adding Dash to your retail store online. So like we talked about earlier as well, we did a podcast on Venezuela a few months ago, and Dash really made a lot of inroads there in letting physical, you know, retail stores accept Dash payments for goods.
Yeah.
I guess probably everyone's aware of it by now, but Venezuela has been going through a bit of a hard time over the last couple of years, a bit of a dodgy government and hyperinflation. So people were really unable to actually spend their kind of I forgot what the currency is called, Bolivia maybe or something like that. The currency from Venezuela, because they had to actually carry like wheelbarrows full of paper money just to buy like an apple because of that hyperinflation. So yeah, Dash really came in there and advertised hard and made it really easy for retail stores to accept it. And people used it. You know, people realized that it's a safe currency to use. So
they
really helped a lot of people out in Venezuela. So good on Dash.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's nice to see that adoption. And I did watch, I think we retweeted it at the time that we did the podcast on Venezuelan Dash adoption. And
Dash Dobson. Dash Dobson.
Dash Adoption. Dash
Adoption. The Dash Dobson.
And we see a guy, he goes to Subway and he orders his Subway sandwich and he goes to pay for it. And the card machine doesn't work because all of the card machines are down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But he can pay in Dash and he pays for his sandwich in Dash and it's done. You know, instantly, it's nice to see.
It is nice to see. Yeah. It helped a lot of people.
It did, yeah.
Cryptocurrencies generally have a bit of a bad reputation for like being all show, you know, but don't do anything.
Yeah.
But, you know, Dash in this case actually, you know, literally helped hundreds and thousands of people.
Yeah. All talk, no trousers.
All talk, no trousers.
So if you wanted to buy Dash, There's a few places that you could buy them, but I think they're quite sold now everywhere, right? But in the earlier days, it was hard to get your hands on Dash. So I believe there's on Binance.
You can buy it on. You can get on Binance. It's not on Coinbase, is it?
No, it's not on Coinbase. Okay, so you
just checked
Binance.
It now currently, and it's on Binance, probably on Bittrex as well, and it's, you know, I'm in Korea, so I can get it from BitThumb exchange. Yeah. Actually, interestingly, just you know, off script here, but 38% of the traded volume right now is from Korea Dash.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
You can get it on Kraken, Bitfinex, Changely, Sex.io, CEX, not, you know.
Oh.
Which I believe is the, if any of you are from the UK, it's taken the name.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but there's a sort of a buy and sell shop where you can kind of, it's like in America known as a pawn shop or whatever. You take in your digital your electronics, so like your old PlayStation or old TV, and you can sell it. And I know that you could sell that for Bitcoin there, so maybe it is something to do.
Cool.
So let's talk about where you can store it. So there's actually just everywhere. There's a core wallet for Windows, OS X and Linux, Exodus, Jax, The Ledger, Trezor, basically everywhere. Or you can just keep it old school and just do a paper wallet. Everywhere seems to be accepting Dash. Yeah. So kind of in conclusion, I think like Dash has like a strong like track record, and the community obviously is amazing. The decentralized governance has actually come up, like produced really good improvements to their to the network. And in fact, they have this two-tier architecture. They just seem to be having like steady gains and moving in the right way in terms of development. I think it's just something that we should just keep an eye on, as they seem to do good things and they seem to reach out to people in need, obviously, as we've seen in Venezuela. So
yeah,
I think it's a really good coin.
Yeah, I think back to Venezuela, the speed of which Dash was able to kind of promote itself as an alternative payment system was really impressive.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Whoever was in charge of that, I suppose someone high up in the project, like they did a really good job there. That was open for any cryptocurrency, really, any of the payment systems to go into Venezuela and kind of take over the field, but they didn't do it, only Dash. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's a huge positive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Very sure.
Proactive.
Yeah. All right. So that's it for me. I'm probably going to end this note on, I think Dash is a really good coin. Good, you know, it's established. It's an OG coin. what's your thoughts, Luke?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah? Yeah, like I said, it's a project that's done a lot of good work. So, a lot of, you know, there's a real use case for, you know, for real people and people in need. So can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wicked.
All right. Cool. All right. Cheers. Until next time.